Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agricultural and Natural Resources Agent specializing in horticulture, Ryan Schaub. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing today?
Doing wonderful. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about something that's probably the last thing on most gardeners' minds right now, which is fall gardens. Everybody gets really geared up in the spring. They can't wait to get out and start working in their gardens. And I think, the biggest thing is there's just nothing that compares to the fresh fruits and vegetables that we can produce ourselves. K-State says recently there's an increase in homegrown fruits and vegetables. And I think we even have a little room there to increase those numbers a little bit more, and that's by using or utilizing a fall garden. You know, as with anything that we can do, there's benefits and challenges along the way. And I'm going to just start with a couple of benefits, I guess. The biggest benefit to me is just the flavor. The difference between our spring crops, are they mature in extremely hot, dry temperatures, kind of like we're experiencing right now. But if we start a fall garden, they start with a little bit warmer soil temperatures, but they're going to mature in those cooler temperatures, and those cooler temperatures will actually help that fruit taste a little bit better. So the flavor is going to be the number one benefit to a fall garden. The second one that I can kind of think of is pests and insects. You know, they're much less of a problem later in the fall than they are in the spring and early summer. So that's a big benefit to me. And then the last one, we've kind of already touched on it, hot and dry, but think about fall. Generally, we start to see some decent temperatures, and then we start to see a few more rain showers come through. Now, I know that's not always the case. We do have those dry falls periodically, but generally, we receive adequate rainfall to have a very, very good fall garden. Now, playing off on that, weather is probably our biggest challenge. And the reason being is soil temperatures being so high. You know, you go out and take a soil temperature right now, I don't know exactly where we're at. You can get on the K-State Mesonet and really check that out. Our soil temperatures are going to be very, very high, or a lot higher than they would be in the spring. And that's important because a lot of the crops that we'd be growing for a fall garden are going to be those cool season crops. So they generally germinate in those little bit cooler soil temperatures. So with our high soil temperatures, we can have a little bit of an issue getting that done, getting these crops to germinate and really taking off. What can we do about that? First thing that pops in my mind is we could, if you have room in a basement or you got a garage that's kind of insulated and kind of keep cool and got some grow lights, we could start these crops inside, especially, you know, cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower. They could be started 2 to 4 weeks inside and then transitioned outside. So what that means is starting those maybe the 1st of August inside and then transplanting, even, let's just say, the end of August outside into our gardens. Another way to avoid that is just going to be simply planting a little bit deeper. So put those seeds a little bit deeper than you would in the spring. And there's, I guess, two benefits of doing that. One, the deeper we go, generally the more moisture we would have. So one, they're just going to be put into maybe moisture. The second thing is those deeper soils are going to be a little bit cooler and will help with some germination there as well. You know, with that being said, all crops can we plant? Like I said, those cool season crops are going to be the best suited for our fall gardens. Broccoli, beans, cabbage, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts all make a very good fall garden. Those are just to name a few. But then we do have some like peas and potatoes that we think of as cool season crops, but they don't tend to do very well in our fall gardens. Our peas just do not germinate in warm soil temperatures. They like to germinate in those cooler soil temperatures, and they don't seem to adapt very well. And then our potatoes, being a cool season crop, those seed pieces will just rot in our warm soil temperatures, or so it seems. So those are two crops that I might try to avoid if you're looking for a successful fall garden. But otherwise, those cool season crops are very, very good. One thing I can't stress enough is I typically get a phone call October time period. You know, not very often do you get a phone call in late August or early September on fall gardens. They all want to wait until October or November, and they want to think about, well, what can we grow now? Well, at that point in time, we're getting real close to that first frost, and a lot of these are going to be killed by that first frost, or if not killed by that first one, at least soon after. So, you know, I guess planning ahead and really preparing for what you want in your fall garden, that's always going to lead to the best success. So with that, if you have any additional questions or want to talk to me about fall gardening, you can always call the office at 785-448-6826.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 6:04, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.